From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. The economy is booming, the unemployment rates for the nation and Michigan are low, and in Detroit, the official rate has fallen dramatically since peaking at more than 28% back in 2009. But the rate that's often cited only tells part of the story. President Donald Trump talked about unemployment rates during his recent State of the Union address, including this statement.
And something I'm very proud of, African-American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded.
I think I have to question the statistics that he's actually looking at.
That's Steve Franklin. I met him at a job fair in Northwest Detroit.
Do you think it's different in Detroit versus the rest of the nation?
Oh, of course. Of course, I have friends that are in other communities, and they don't talk about the unemployment at the rate that we talk about it in Detroit.
Let's look at President Trump's claim that African-American unemployment is the lowest ever. I asked Charles Baller to show me the numbers. He's an economist at Michigan State University.
According to the statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that's true. In December, the black unemployment rate was 6.8%. That's national, and that is the all-time low.
He noted that since the president's statement, January's rate came out and it jumped nearly 1% to 7.7% black unemployment. That all-time low was fleeting. But Ballard says those December unemployment figures showed something else.
The gap between the white and the black was 3.1 percentage points. That's also an all-time low.
He says that might be the more important statistic from December's national numbers. Ballard says narrowing that gap between the unemployment rates between whites and blacks is progress. As you know, Detroit is an 80% African-American city. The unemployment numbers are higher there than the rest of the state and the nation. December, the rate was 8.7% unemployed. Michigan was 4.7%. Back at that job fair, there were mixed reports about job prospects.
I'm finding it much easier to find work now. And I can't say it's because of Trump's administration, but because of the resources that's been presented in Detroit City area, it's much easier to find work.
I'm not finding nothing. Yeah, nothing at all, unfortunately. You know, it's really hard out here, of course, to find a job.
That was Michael Jones and Antoine Stanfield. Both were looking for a job. They'd be included in that unemployment number we hear every month. But there are others who are not, people who have given up looking for work and people who have a part-time job but want to be working full-time. Those two groups are included in another unemployment rate, an expanded unemployment rate. When you include those people, generally speaking, you can double the standard U.S. or state unemployment rate. Charles Ballard says that's important to keep in mind when you look at Detroit.
We don't have an expanded unemployment rate for Detroit. But my sense is that it's probably at least twice as high as the official rate. If the official rate is currently, it's been 8 or 9 in some recent months, that might mean that the true full rate of unemployment or underemployment in Detroit might be high teens. It might be in the 20s.
And that's during the good economic times. Right now, around 20% unemployed or underemployed in Detroit is close to as good as it gets. Ballard does think the unemployment in Detroit will go a little lower in the near future, but not nearly as low as the state or national rates.
I think we can hope for a lot better for the city of Detroit 20 years from now.
Why 20 years? Ballard hopes the graduation rates continue to rise and that there will be eventual recognition that K through 12 must be improved in Detroit. If not, the state will pay a huge price for allowing its largest city to continue to struggle. For the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.